The question is celebrating Christmas inherently sinful or dangerous for a Christian family? Well, I've been celebrating Christmas my whole life, and I don't think I'm any the worse for it. I think I'm an awful lot better for it. I think it's a wonderful thing to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. In fact, I just think it's sad that it's relegated to one season or one day a year. I mean, if you're really celebrating the virgin birth, the incarnation, if you're really celebrating the fact that God became man, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, if you're really celebrating the glories of the gospel, I mean, what could possibly be sinful or dangerous about that? I think it's a marvelous thing. I obviously, I'm not unaware that the world has mucked up the celebration, cluttered it up, that somehow the birth of Christ got mingled into the festival of Saturnalia, which was the worship of the sun, and all of those kinds of things. I'm not unaware of all of the pagan stuff that is connected to Christmas. I even wrote a book on it called God in a Manger, and talked about a little of that, and another book that's been out for many years on the incarnation, and we talk about the Christmas cards and the Christmas tree and the presents and Santa Claus and all of the stuff that clutters Christmas. But if you can use that time of year when the whole world is sensitive to the birth of Christ as an opportunity to proclaim the glories of the incarnation and the wonders of redemption, what a great opportunity that is, and I think we ought to capitalize on it. You ought to take advantage of the fact that the world is conscious for that time of the year of the coming of Jesus Christ and make sure they understand the reason why he came. Just make sure in your celebration you don't become self-indulgent and focused on the worldly things, but you use it as a time to truly honor Christ.